Bethel for a follow-up question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to thank Madam Head of Delegation and the other members of the delegation for their responses to my questions. And I just want to say that I'm entirely encouraged by Madam Head of Delegation's response in regard to the time use study that the state party has undertaken. I think this is the first time for me, in any case, that I've heard of a state party actually doing this, and I think for me it's extraordinary. But my question around that is that what is the intention of the time study, time use study? Will it be to monetize the unpaid care work of women? That's one question. And how will it contribute directly to the economic empowerment of women in light of the care economy and the triple load that women undertake as we do our work? So the monetization of the unpaid care work, I'd like to hear something on that, please. And then the other point is around the Indigenous women and their craft production and their intellectual property around what they do. How does the state party facilitate Indigenous women getting their products to market at a fair price and not being exploited in the process, and also protecting their intellectual property? Thank you.